When I was in my first year of undergraduate school, I took a class in communications. I was supposed to, there were a few speeches I had to give during the course of that course. And one of them, I chose to give a speech describing in detail the Roman method of torture known as crucifixion. It was an informative speech. All my speeches had an ulterior motive. So, but when I finished, my professor remarked, "Do you know, I find it hard to believe in a God that would do something like that to his son." So today we commemorate Jesus' death on the cross. And we say that Jesus' sacrifice, his death on the cross, saves us from our sins. But what does that mean? Some would maintain, as my professor understood, that God required it. That his son had to be immolated in a bloody sacrifice to appease God's wrath for our sins. But let's hear the testimony of sacred scripture from the letter to the Hebrews. "It is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when he came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight in.' Then I said, 'As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God.'" What gives Jesus' sacrifice all its value is not the mere shedding of blood in itself, but the shedding of it animated by the Spirit of love and obedience. Jesus died on the cross simply as the consequence from a sinful and hateful world for his faithful following and obedience and love for his Father. And the love that Jesus had for his Father throughout his entire life, which reached a culminating climactic moment in his sacrificial oblation on the cross, was so total that it canceled out all human iniquity. In other words, the love and obedience that Jesus had for his Father was so pleasing to his Father that it made up, so to speak, all the affronts to God's divine majesty from human sin. It is like a holy distraction of love. God was so dazzled, is so dazzled and captivated by the incredible love of his beloved Son that it has forever turned his gaze away from our wrongdoing. As the Word of God says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 12, love covers all offenses. And Jesus, as a man, did it on behalf of us. He loved his Father so totally, but he also loved us so totally. As St. Paul says in Colossians, chapter 2, verse 14, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us, Jesus also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. And when we celebrate Mass with devotion, God grants us graces because he recognizes the all-powerful intercession of Jesus' precious and redeeming blood on the altar. And so, let us praise Jesus tonight. Let us thank Jesus tonight, whose love for the Father and for us is so great, we, whose love is so weak, that we can fly to the Father on the wings of Jesus' love. Amen.
Amen.